Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
That voice in the open, the sound of Sam Malone, former entrepreneur and owner of Cheers Bar. Tonight we'll go live to Cheers Bar, where a group of Minnesota Gopher fans, including the former Golden Gopher, is preparing for the Frozen Four. Tie it all in. I'm Mike Max. This is Sports to the Max, and I lament. I don't know if I lament or I'm confused about this, but I thought about this today. I went out to the Twins. The Twins are practicing today for the opener on Friday. And it is cold and drizzly, and it's kind of miserable out there at Target Field because it's kind of miserable in Minnesota, right? It just is what it is. And yet they practiced out there today. They did. They threw, they hit, they did all the things that you'd do in a practice. And I started to think back to how when they built the Target Field, I thought, well, you got to make that a retractable roof. In this day and age, you got to have a retractable roof just like Milwaukee has. And they did not, obviously. And I thought at the time that this is going to be brutal. And sometimes it has been. And yet, I have to admit, there's a part of me. And I don't understand me. I don't understand why I think this way, but maybe you feel the same way that I do. There's a part of me that embraces the fact that there's no roof on the Twins baseball stadium. That we here in Minnesota, in the bold north, have decided to accept whatever challenges come our way. And we have voted for outdoor baseball, understanding the consequences that go with it. I never thought I'd be like that, because I thought a retractable roof will solve all kinds of problems for you. We the home opener would go on tomorrow as is, and they could play there Friday and Saturday, and it would be very comfortable. And there's something to be said for that. And yet there's kind of, is it a badge of honor? What is it? And maybe you don't feel the same way. 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. Part of it is that as we move on in time, we look back and we only remember the fond memories that you had at Target Field. So you don't remember the cold days, in part because you didn't go to the game on the cold days. So therefore, you don't have a lot of memories of Target Field of being cold and miserable. Clark Griffith used to tell me at Met Stadium, after they tore it down, they put the dome up. He'd say people come up to him all the time and they'd say, oh, I just remember those perfect nights and the stars and the sky and outdoor baseball, and I yearn for it again. And he says, you're right in your recollection, but the reason that you have that recollection is because you only went to games in June, July, and August. See, so I understand it. But I never thought I'd get to the point where I'd say, yeah, I'm glad that they don't have a retractable roof, especially when it's cold, when it's rainy, when they got to cancel the opener and move it a day later. I don't understand why I feel that way, because it's impractical. We should have a retractable roof. You could do more events there. You could do all kinds of different things. And God help us if we ever get to that coveted World Series again in November with the threat of a blizzard. And yet, for some reason, I don't know what it is. I think part of it is that, maybe you can clarify it for me at 651-461-9226, but why have I come to relish the outdoor game to the point that I'm almost glad there's not a retractable roof on there? One of my theories is, when we have to deal with the element of weather, we now have another something to talk about and to think about. And in Minnesota, we kind of enjoy that. We enjoy the fact that every conversation, at some point in time, weather has to enter in. And now as we look at the Twins opener on Friday, a big piece of the conversation is, oh yeah, dress accordingly. You know, make sure you're all set if you're going to go to that game. Maybe that's part of what it is. Is we've given ourselves, we've written into our doctrine here in Minnesota, an element that we have to deal with, and we kind of like that because we really deep down we love talking about weather. And maybe part of it is we love talking about weather to people from all over the country. If you think it's cold where you are, you ought to see what we deal with up here in Minnesota. Maybe that's it. But I never thought that I'd be all in on a outdoor stadium for baseball. 651-461-9226. Do you feel the same way, or would you rather have a retractable roof? Do you feel like you'd rather deal with the elements and have to strategize around it, and that's part of the fun of this whole thing? Or would you rather see the comforts that should go with, you know, 2022? If Milwaukee can have a retractable roof, we should be able to have a retractable roof. 651-461-9226. But I believe that there is a piece of us that absolutely loves having to deal with the elements. I believe there is a piece of us that gets more gratification out of going to the game on Friday in the cold than they would in the dome, in the comforts of the Metrodome. And I don't know why that is. That's counterintuitive. But I saw it at the Winter Classic in hockey, the number of people that showed up. I saw it at TCF Bank Stadium when the Vikings played the Seattle Seahawks in the playoff game, and it was below zero, and it was packed. I saw that, and I think there's a piece of us, and this makes no sense to me, and yet it makes perfect sense having grown up here. There's a piece of me that says we kind of like to punish ourselves because it makes us feel better about ourselves. 651-461-9226. What is it about us in Minnesota that you can offer us a really good deal, and we'll say, yeah, that's okay. I'd rather take this. I'd rather take the 38-degree day and, I guess, live to say that I was there. I don't know. But I've become a little bit like that. And I don't know what it is about us here in Minnesota that we kind of embrace that and, I think, kind of like that. 651-461-9226. I can remember the old Met Stadium, and I can remember going to football games there, the Vikings games, and I can remember putting on my boots with lining on late in the year to go to those games. And I can remember, at least it felt to me like it was a full house all the time, that people were there and I could smell the cigar smoke and everything else. When the Twins played at the Metrodome, the home opener is always going to do well. But the next day, it would drop off just about as significantly as it does for a cold day at Target Field. I don't know why. But it is who we are. Let's go to Louis in St. Cloud. Louis, can you clarify some of this about me to me?
Max, this is Louis, Justin's dad, Breakdown Sports.
Oh, awesome. Louis Hignett's got to be then, right?
Yeah, Louis Hignett. I haven't talked to you in a long time.
Yeah. What do you think, Louis?
When you're talking about the retractable roof with the climate change, I used to go to the old Met.
Yeah.
You know, it seemed like the weather was a lot better back in them days, but now we're in a different world, you know what I mean? It's a different climate, you know?
But that shouldn't be, because it shouldn't be colder now than it was back then. You know what I'm saying? If what they say about climate change and global warming is accurate. But I got to tell you, because I cover sports every spring, I pay really close attention. And our springs have been absolutely brutal for the last 7 years, most of them.
Yep. you know, and then you look out west right now, it's like 9,500 in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
And normally they're only in the 70s, and we're back into the 40s. And then you look at, well, we're going to get to 60 on Sunday. Now we're going to have another rain for about three more days, you know.
What are we going to do, you know?
Yeah.
I hear you. Louis, thank you for your call.
Yeah, say hi to Coonsie. I heard he's going to be on.
Oh, yeah. I'll say hi to Terry when he's on. He's always a good interview.
He's always at the breakdown tournaments.
Oh, yeah. He goes to every basketball tournament in Minnesota.
They're going to be the summer leagues coming up now, so we'll see you this summer.
You got it, Louis. Thank you for your call.
Yeah. Have a good one.
Yep. Let's go to Janelle. She lives in the North Loop here in Minneapolis. Janelle, is this a badge of honor for us, or why do we gravitate to it?
Because we love it.
We love what?
I love it.
What do you love?
I love the weather. Well, you know, Maxie, I moved to the North Loop in 2010.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to be by the ballpark. And back then it was called the Warehouse District, and it really wasn't that safe here. But anyway.
I know, now it's moved. Now the North Loop is safe, and the Warehouse District is not as safe.
It's a gong show.
Yeah.
But anyways, I love it down here. And I can see the ballpark from my balcony, and I can hear the cheers, and I sit on my balcony every night during the games with my radio, and I have my dogs out there.
I think you got some in the microwave right now.
I know. I'm going to shut my timer off. I'm making rice.
Okay.
And so, but I go to the Twins opener every year.
Yep.
I go to the breakfast on the plaza.
Okay.
I get up. I'm in line at 5 in the morning.
Boy.
And if it's cold, I have a Twins blanket, a snowmobile suit, a hat, scarf, gloves, mittens, boots, everything. Warmers.
And you'd rather do that than go to the Metrodome, say?
I don't ever, no, I didn't like the Metrodome was great.
Yeah.
But nothing like being outdoors.
Okay.
I mean, there's just something different. There's just something wonderful about being outside.
Janelle, you go eat your rice before it gets cold now, okay?
I will. Have a nice night, Maxie.
You too. Thanks, Janelle.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? It's the spirit of Minnesota. Louis wanted to talk about the weather, and look, he knows what the forecast is. Janelle said, I'd brave the cold before I go to the dome. I don't know why we choose these things. But sometimes I think we're going to have to quit feeling sorry for ourselves and quit blaming. We kind of like it. We kind of like the badge of honor that goes with it. I don't know. When we come back, we'll go to Boston. We got a group out there that is attending the game, including the former star. Last time the Gophers won the NCAA tournament. And they were at Cheers Bar. They might be there right now. I don't know. But we'll check into Boston, Massachusetts, when we come back on Sports to the Max. Welcome back to the big show, Sports to the Max. Joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. The one and only Steve Urban, who's got a crew out in Boston preparing for the Gophers. Minnesota State Mankato Frozen Four. He's got Matt Kowalska. We'll visit with both here in a matter of minutes. Are you at Cheers or were you at Cheers, Steve? It sounds like you are at Cheers right now.
No, we started out at Cheers, but now we're at the greatest Boston Bar, which is the big hockey bar right across from the Garden. And to just give you a visual, the lower floor is filled with Gopher fans. The second floor came in with the band, and all you could see was the slides of the trombone going back and forth.
That sounds
fun. It was
fun.
Just fabulous. Yes,
wow.
Oh, it was absolutely fabulous.
What's it like for you to go back to your old stomping grounds? You went to Harvard, right?
you us Montana boys, I don't even know if we could spell Harvard.
All right, Steve, so what's the vibe like there? A lot of Gopher fans, you brought a crew out there, what are you seeing?
Yeah, I think the typical hockey fans are definitely here and actually having a fabulous time. And you know, the hockey fans from Minnesota are a whole different fan base. They love their hockey.
Yep, that's right. Now, I mean, is there a feeling of what there? Is there a feeling like, hey, it's time that we win one again? What is it? Because they're also playing another Minnesota team that's pretty darn good in Mankato.
Well, I want to tell you something, Max. I've been around sports, you know that, for a long time.
You've been around everything for a long time, yeah.
And the Kentucky Derby coming up, but we're going to talk about that later. But anyway, I think the best way is to give Matt the chance to tell you his vibe.
Yes.
Because he's got the ring.
He's got the ring. Matt Kowalska, will you pass the phone to him, please?
Yeah, absolutely.
MK, how are you?
He's trying.
Oh. Tell me when he's got it. Can you hear me, Matt?
Mike, I'm right. Yeah, I'm right here. How you doing, Matt?
The star, the Frozen Four, the X, man. Was it 20 years ago already?
Yeah, it's 20. Yeah, I was just doing my part. Just doing my part to give our team, give the boys a chance to have some success. So it worked out. We got some luck. We got some timing. We put in the work. And so, yeah, rest is history.
Yeah, you did it. They did it. What did that feel? You know, that was, you know, you can win a national championship anywhere, but when you do it on your home ice, and especially because it exercised all the demons for all those years that the Gophers had come close and not won it, hit the pipe against Harvard at the St. Paul Civic Center. What did that feel like to win it in front of the hometown crowd?
Well, I mean, it was everything. I mean, to be pretty much a home game across the river in St. Paul, just to be able to have that opportunity, you know, with the guys that we had, the coaching staff that we had, everybody involved. I mean, we couldn't ask for anything better. And just the times that we were close, and I mean, we were just fortunate enough to, again, just to do our part and to, you know, just to be able to have the opportunity and find a way to be in that situation and just keep plugging, pushing forward. And, you know, that game was back and forth. Obviously they scored late in the game and we just knew that, hey, you know, we're not, all we can do is keep pushing, keep trying, get the puck to the net. And, you know, we found a way to do that and found a way to win it in overtime.
You were literally, it was in your backyard though, where you grew up there, not far from
107th.
No, I mean,
Mike,
folks could have walked to that game.
Yeah, for sure. My mom and dad, they were 60 years old. They could have walked to that game. I mean, we were a couple miles away. I mean, for me, it was really special being a St. Paul kid and always wanting to put the M on and to play for Minnesota and have that opportunity. And then just coming in at that time with the guys that we have, we're just great guys. We understood why we were there. I mean, what the reason is for us to be there, and that was to hang a banner and do everything that we possibly could to represent the guys that came before us and the teams. And, you know, we just, you know, just came together. We understood again and did what we could and did our best. And again, we got some luck, we got some timing, and we found ways to win some games along the way.
What will take for this team to win tomorrow night, and what, you know, as you obviously, Dryden McKay is a great goalie on the other side for Mankato. as you assess this and handicap it, it looks like what?
Yeah, you know what? You know, Mankato, they, you know, if you look at what they did this year, look at their record wise. You know, for me, it's they've been consistent. I mean, just by record wise. So, you know, that's the difference between a good team and an average team, is the consistency part of it. So to me, they've shown that. They got a Dryden McKay, they got a really good goalie. He's had a really good career. He's had a great year. So for us, for the boys, for the Gophers to, you know, to get the puck to the net, to just kind of get him thinking, you know, like, hey, we're coming, we're going to be in your face, smash mouth hockey, whether it's in front of him and then the rest of the Mankato team, and just match their grit, right? They got some grit, they're deep, so to match that and then to come into with our skill and ability and our leadership and get the guys, you know, our top end guys have to play, you know, both teams, you know, your top end guys got to play like your top end guys. So I mean, this is the type of year where, you have your leadership and you have the boys dialed in and just being selfless and just coming in tomorrow night, just doing for each guy to do the best they can, to do their part and to give not only themselves, but obviously our team as a whole, the best chance to have some success tomorrow night.
Any truth? I've heard this rumor now that when you guys were at Cheers, Steve Urban started to recall some of his great stories, and somebody came up and asked if he was Cliff Clavin. Did that happen?
You know what? I might have meant to the gift shop at that time. I didn't recall that one. Well, me and Steve and good buddy of mine, John Corsmo, we were at the bar and just talking, you know, talking about everything, talking about life. And so
I'm gonna have to get. You might have to get Steve back on to see if that's true.
That's all right. Tell him I'll catch. I don't need any more of his fun facts. Tell him I'll catch him soon. But you guys have a good time tonight.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Good to talk to you, Matt.
Yeah. You too, man. Take care.
You bet, Matt Kowalska, Gopher hero in that Frozen Four back when it's played in his backyard in St. Paul. It doesn't get much better than that. And oh man, Cheers! That is such that's one of the all-time classics, isn't it? And I can see Steve holding court and somebody saying, "Hey, Cliff," you know, something like that. If I was in there, they'd probably think, "Hey, Sam," right? The dashing, somewhat humble, debonair bartender with a appreciation for a simple life. Yeah, I can see that. That would work. On the other side, we're going to visit with Tom Chorsky. He'll break down the Wild and the Gophers. Ryan Jeffers, Twins catcher. I was out of practice today. We'll visit with him. Terry Kunze, he's going into the Basketball Hall of Fame tomorrow. Local star, Duluth East, and for the Gophers and beyond. He watches and sees more basketball than anybody I know and breaks it down. So I'm going to ask him about the Timberwolves, the Gophers, high school state tournament, all that stuff. He will give you a really good look at. P.J. Hill is going to join us tonight to talk about the plight of Minneapolis. And then, did you know pickleball is now coming to the inner city? Why it's the perfect sport for kids and keeping them away from things they shouldn't be around. I'm just telling you, we got it loaded. It's Sports to the Max at WCCO.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.